everyone start hollering. She kind of held up her head and looked toward the back of the bus. I looked right at her. She looked right back at me, and I turned my head away as if I didn't know her. I hoped she would get the hint. I hoped she wouldn't come all the way back, because it would just come to me. I wanted her to sit with someone else. I just wished everyone would stop screaming. Then she was there, looking at my seat with my backpack blocking her, just looking. And for a moment, for a long moment, I looked straight ahead. Then I was so ashamed. I was so ashamed of myself. I moved my backpack to the ground, and she sat down right next to me. And we rode. And we didn't say anything. The bus kids turned around to hold their noses and scream at her. And they screamed at me sitting next to her. And you know, for the first time, I didn't care. I didn't care what anybody thought. I didn't care if they punched or spit or swung. I didn't care. I just wanted to say something to her. I wanted to say, "I'm sorry." Instead, I said, "Hey, my name's Glenn." And Mary Jo said, "I know your name." We talked. Two little kids in the back of the bus. We just talked. Today, from PRX and NPR, Snap Judgment proudly presents Absolution. Real stories about real people extending the hand of forgiveness. My name is Glenn Washington, and this is Snap Judgment.
You are listening to Snap Judgment. And to hear more stories, visit snapjudgment.org.